Thank you for going to take the HBO. My name is Sophia, floor manager. How can I assist you?
Hey, Sophia. My name is Chris Brown. I was expecting a washer and dryer delivery today between 1:30 and 5. And the drivers called about 5 minutes ago and said that they would be over in 20 minutes, but they only have the washer and dryer. They don't have the dryer bank or the water supply lines or anything to hook it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told them, I said, well, no, that, you know, part of the package was kind of the hookup and install of these things as well. So I would like to reschedule delivery. I'm just very, very frustrated that we waited around all afternoon for a phone call, and they called us, you know, at the end of the day to tell us they didn't have what they needed to do the job.
Okay, what's the name and address and email for the order?
Yeah, it's, I don't know if I have, it's chris.brown@advantagesolutions.net is the email address. It's Chris Brown.
Okay, and let's see here. It's 9207 Memorial Hills Drive in Spring, Texas, 77379?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I actually do see here where Samsung only provided us with two items, and they just list your dryer and washer. They did not provide us with any appliances, as they usually does. I'm not sure what may be in the case. So you're wishing to reschedule once we receive those items, or?
Well, yeah. I mean, so here's the other frustrating thing. I ordered these things from Costco. They were supposed to be here on Wednesday at my house, according to their website. And when I called you guys Wednesday to schedule, or Tuesday or whenever to schedule delivery, it was like, well, you can't even get here till Saturday. So, like, we've got, which this may be more of a Costco problem than an XPO problem. And then it sounds like there's an issue with Samsung too. It's just, you know, we've got a pile of clothes. We've been waiting around for these things for, you know, half a week. And like, stayed at home all day waiting for you guys to show up. And then they wait till the end of the day to let us know. It just doesn't sit right with me. And I'm really, really upset. So, yeah, so I would like to reschedule with the first available. And, I mean, I would like the things, like, tomorrow. I don't know what you guys can do, but, I mean, as a customer, I don't think I should have to continue to call you and call you and call you to set up deliveries and then have you guys not show up. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Okay, now, with the items, with you not having any type of hoses or appliances delivered with your items from Samsung, I do understand you purchased from Costco. However, the orders are shipped from Samsung. And with that being stated, as of right now, the only thing I'm possible to do here, being a manager in the customer service department, is go ahead and inform higher management over at the hub in regards to this issue, stating that, you know, you received a 30-minute call ahead stating the carriers will be there in 20 minutes, but they only have your washer and dryer without any connection. So someone can reach out to you in regards to this issue, and we can get it resolved as soon as possible.
So, Sophia, I appreciate the situation you're in, and I know that this isn't your fault, but I would like to talk to somebody that can rectify the situation. So,
well, as far as rescheduling, there's no one that can reschedule that item just yet because it still shows on onboard status the item has to return back to our warehouse off the truck that it's on as of right now.
Okay. These guys are in front of my house right now taking a picture.
Yeah, they have to take the picture to move on with their route. They're probably on the phone with one of their managers because they have to get a finish code stating that basically, you know, you're not going to accept delivery because the connection's not coming with it. That's just a process that we follow, stating that we did come by the customer's home.
Okay. Yeah, have your boss call me or have whoever call me, but I need to talk to somebody that can, like, fix this.
Okay,
doesn't sound like you're that person.
Give me 1 second, sir.